Welcome to Your Highness Podcast. I'm your host, Diana Crash, and today I am joined by Danielle Simone Brand and Shannon of the weedmama.ca. How are you both today?
Great. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for being patient with me and doing this again. So we're going to start this episode, as we start every episode, with our recurring segment, Fave Pot and Fave Not Pot, where each of us discuss our current cannabis and non-cannabis related item that we're really feeling right now. And I am going to start with my fave pot, which is actually a magazine issue, the Canna Curious issue. I'm showing it to you like you don't have it at your home, Danielle. this is issue number 8, which was edited by myself, and it was
very wonderfully, by the way.
Shucks, stop it. I love you. Anyway, and Danielle wrote two wonderful, informative articles for this issue about talking to your kids about cannabis and about the Burn Fit Tribe. Did I say that right? Burn Fit Tribe, right? Yeah.
Yep.
And as always, it's a beautiful issue, and there's a lot to learn in here. So grab your copy at cannacuriousmag.com. What is your fave pot right now, Danielle?
Well, that's a good one, actually. That's a really good one. I got it recently, and it's so beautiful, like usual, as you said, and just, you know, a lot of fun to read media for women that's cannabis focused. So, my fave pot right now, I've been enjoying, it's called SASS, S-A-S-S, and this is a woman-owned and LGBTQ-led brand. They're from Brooklyn, and they are doing the CBD-derived Delta 9. So, you know, like, we all have different ideas about that, of course. but, you know, if it's being done in a clean way, I think that it increases accessibility. And that's a good thing for folks who can get relief from cannabis. So their focus is edibles. They've got some lovely, like, bonbon type confections that are CBD and Delta 9 and some lip balm with THC in it that I'm totally enjoying.
Really? I want to try that.
Yeah.
That sounds like a nice slow release during the day.
It's like, oh, I'm going to lick my lips again.
Like, why are you licking your lips so much during this interview, Danielle?
Well.
Have you seen the one that I think High on Love makes, that lip gloss that's tingling and it's supposed to, I don't know if it has THC in it. I know it's CBD and it's supposed to help with, like, intimacy and, you know, all of that.
Oh.
Yeah, I want to try that someday. Anyway, what's your fave pot right now, Shannon?
Well, I've been talking about this on Instagram a bit, which is that I'm in perimenopause and it's rapidly getting worse. So I have awful body pain, and what I've been using is a Canadian brand. It's Proofly. I'm holding it up like the audience can see it. It's Proofly, but it's really high in CBD, and it actually has a menthol in it. So it's got, like, clear your sinuses a bit there, but it works.
I love menthol. Like, I am such a big fan of mentholated products.
It's so allergy season, so you get a little sinus clearing while you also get a little pain relief, so it's good. I really like this product.
And that's only available in Canada?
Yeah, for now. I really like it. We have some American products in Canada, but not a huge amount.
Yeah.
But Proofly is the big topical brand in Canada. So if you're in Canada,
hopefully someday I will be. So my fave not pot is actually the show called Love and Death, which is based on a crime story. it's true crime, but it's a dramatized version, and it has David E. Kelly behind it. So, you know, you've got that, like, Ally McBeal kind of vibe. I'm just joking. It's not like Ally McBeal, but if you're a David E. Kelly fan, you know what I'm talking about. It has his special take on it. And it's about, the murderer is named Candy Montgomery, And the case is really wild. It's just fascinating how much she got away with and just moved on with her life like nothing happened. And so they did a really good job with it. It just ended. It's on HBO Max, or Max, whatever they call it right now. And it has Elizabeth Olsen playing Candy Montgomery, and she does a fantastic job. And there's a lot of actually good actors in it. It's written well. They did a good job. They covered all the facts as much as they could and still keep it interesting. And it's not gruesome either. I mean, they do show parts of the murder a little bit more than they did on the Hulu take of this same case. But I think it was better than the Hulu one ultimately. So, what's your fave not pot right now, Danielle?
I'm also going for a show, and I've been watching this show called Mythic Quest with my kids. That is, I think it's 13 plus TV 13 or 14. So they're a little young for it, but it's not like it's really not that inappropriate, and it also brings up situations that we can like talk about in ways that I think are like helpful for them to like understand, aspects of the world. The show does a great job of like pointing out sexism and pointing out, misogyny and racism and other things in like ways that are accessible enough to talk about, So I'm actually finding it really fun to watch with my kids. It's a workplace comedy that takes place in a video game like headquarters, and so it's, just got that like tech world kind of craziness aspect of it, and some good actors. It's really well
Nice.
done.
Cool. I see
Yeah.
my kids like that.
And Shannon, what's yours?
Well, I've gotten back into reading because I used to read a lot and I went on a slump for a while, but now I'm back into reading books because I've been on TikTok and they got into the book talk and I was like, all right. So I read Cersei, which is a got the author's name because it's not in front of me, the book, but it's so good. It's a retelling of Circe and Odysseus. It's like a Greek mythology. It's really good.
That sounds
And right
super
now I'm
interesting.
reading, it's very good. And I'm reading Sea of Tranquility by Emily St. John Mandel right now, which is very good so far. I've only read a bit of it, but so far, good. Anyway, yeah.
She's the one who wrote Station 11, is that right?
Yes. Yeah,
Yes.
Station 11 in the Glass Hotel.
Okay, yeah, I read Station 11. It's a good book,
Oh,
really,
I'm gonna have to check that
really
one out
great.
too.
Is that fiction?
Fiction.
Yeah.
Awesome. I need to get back into fiction. I've been on such a nonfiction kick. I mean, I am slowly reading this fiction book, but I'm still
It's
reading like three
hard.
other
You're
nonfiction at the same time, and I'm trying
Yeah.
to get back into it. It's like it is hard. There's so much great nonfiction out there, and one of those is written by Danielle.
That's right. It's got Weed Mom.
Yes.
Yes, I'm a nonfiction reader, like primarily right now because I love to learn, and I just
Yeah.
like, I devour especially narrative nonfiction. But
There's a new book I've just bought and I only just started it, and it's by a music producer, what's his name? Rick Rubin.
Ooh.
And it's called The Creative Act. So it's about kind of getting about creativity and getting your creative juices going, but it's done in a really poetic way. It's really quite good. It's worth checking out for sure.
Interesting. That sounds
That's
really good.
awesome. Wow, Shannon's the book rec person.
We have our own
I
book talk.
just,
Don't make me check out book talk. I've already done the herbalism. Like, I'm already going down a rabbit hole with that on TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok is all about the hashtags. You don't want to get on the wrong side of TikTok.
Yeah, right. I know. Oh, do I know?
I thought about starting a TikTok account, but not for Weed Mama, but just more kind of integrates a few different things I do, but I'm still on the fence about it. We'll see.
Do it. Ever feel like life's stress gets to be too much? Welcome to Meet Your Gaia, your natural wellness partner. We are the number one rated provider of Kratom, a 100% natural plant-based solution used in Asia for centuries to help increase focus, energy, and relaxation. Want to know more? Use the code YHPOD to get 10% off your first order today. That's mitragaya.com and code YHPOD for 10% off. So since we're talking about creating things and media and projects and all of that, it's a perfect segue because the two of you are working on a new project together, a couple of new projects. Would you like to start talking about that, Shannon? Mm-hmm. I'll let you start.
Sure. We're working on a video collab that we're going to put on YouTube. It's going to be, well, Danielle is a yoga instructor, and I'll let her discuss that a little bit more. But basically, we're going to be doing a video that's going to focus on moms or women in general who want to integrate cannabis and wellness in one video. Will be simply cannabis and wellness and the yoga aspect and coming into yourself and your body. And the other one is the same kind of deal, but we're including sex with that one. And so we'll be talking about how to integrate cannabis into sex. That's like such a huge topic. It's my number one topic on my blog. It's and a lot of videos and a lot of people want to know about it. So that's going to be recorded in July, and then we will edit and we will let you know when that goes out. But it should be shortly after. So it'll be the summertime.
Yeah. And I want to add that, I mean, Shannon is basically an expert on this when it comes to women and moms and sex and cannabis. She has been educating people for a long time on her blog and, you know, in her various platforms about this subject. And actually that it's one of the reasons I contacted her in the beginning to interview her for my book, because I knew that she had, you know, things to say about that subject in particular. And, you know, like it's a subject we need to talk about more. It's less taboo now than it used to be, but it's still hard sometimes for people to really talk about sex, and especially like if things aren't working, right? Mm-hmm. You know, if our sex life needs some improvement. So yeah, I'm just really excited to partner with Shannon on this and to push this conversation forward. Cannabis is a wellness tool, and you know, sexual wellness is extremely important to our well-being.
Yes,
especially for women.
Right. I mean, I think that even if it's uncomfortable, we have to get comfortable with the uncomfortable, right? That's the whole premise of this show. But but it's easier said than done. I mean, I recently wrote an article about sex and cannabis for Sweet Jane Magazine, which is finally on the website, by the way, if you'd like to check it out. I was interviewing for that, it was hard to not get the answers that I want, because that's going to sound like I cherry picked. It is not that. It's just that I was asking, you know, I want to push it forward. Like, for example, suppositories. We had a whole episode about that, and I brought it up in other conversations and other guest appearances. And every time I do, people are like, oh, okay, suppositories. And it's like, well, it's a sexual wellness tool. And they're like, well, let's move on, you know? And it's like, but no, it's, well, what's so offensive about it? It's just something that you insert somewhere and it makes things better. Why
like
is
a tampon,
that so,
basically, yeah.
Yeah, why is that so taboo? And, you know, I think that if we're in this industry, plant medicine is supposed to promote neuroplasticity on some level, right? Our brains need to bend to learn things and understand things that we didn't before and to undo the conditioning of our past, right? And so we really need to stop being so buttoned up about this. And there's nothing embarrassing about it. It shouldn't be embarrassing, is what I'm saying. I guess we should get rid of should. And I just said it like 50 times, but, you know.
Well, it's funny because.
Yeah, go ahead.
I kind of forget that some people are more, you know,
buttoned up,
clutchy about it, because right. I'm just an open book, and I don't care. Like, there, you can't offend me there. So it's one of those things that I forget and I write and I'm just like, bleh. But some people, like, because I'll overshare, and I don't mind oversharing.
I don't either. And then you get people going, like, wow, you were really honest at that. And you're like, yeah, I mean.
Yeah. But the thing, like,
what did I say? I forgot.
Well, I have a lot of like sex toys that we've used over the years because we've been married a long time, and I was gonna put them all out on a bed, and it's like, hey, look, like I, for example, I have tried a lot, so you can see that here's some of them. And I was gonna do that with a partner, not my husband, a woman that I was doing like a collab with, and she did not feel comfortable with that. Wow. Why?
You're like, I'm not going to use it on you.
And then even my husband was like, I don't know if I want our bedroom all like out on the bed. I'm like, but it's what? Okay. I'm, you know, of all the people, you like, he's the reason why I'm an open book. But yeah, some people just, they don't feel comfortable with certain things. So, and I forget that because I'm pretty comfortable with most things. I mean, you know, I wouldn't want to be filmed doing it, but...
You do have a limit.
I have my boundaries.
Well, we can talk about it, and we should be able to.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily that you agree with everything. I mean, I interview so many people where I don't really agree with what they're saying, but I appreciate it because I can. It opens my mind more, and I'm like, well, okay. I mean, and then I play it over my head a few more times, and I'm like, well, I guess I can see where they're coming from. I mean, that's the whole point of being alive, right? Like learning new things, getting out of your comfort zone, learning about yourself, you know? But it's...
I think it's more of a process of unlearning, I've found.
Well, yes, like unlearning. That's perfect.
Unlearning all of the conditioning and all the patriarchal crap. And so we can strip all that away and get to the truth.
Unlearning. That's it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, that brings up a really good point. I think that deeply exploring sexuality as a woman, absolutely, not maybe not for every single person, but I think it tends to lead us toward embracing the sacred feminine and, you know, questioning the patriarchy, as you were saying, because we have been taught and conditioned by the patriarchy to be ashamed of our sexuality, to be ashamed of our bodies, to not want to, you know, talk and be open and share information with other women. And, you know, when we start breaking those down and doing those things, like, it's liberating.
Yeah. Especially for aging, too, because aging is such a big one with women. Yeah. And aging with sex, too, it's like the two are not supposed to go together. You know? Like, yes, they do. Yes, they do. But we have to unlearn what we've been taught about all that. That's
yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, 100%. And while there aren't a lot of conversations around sex and cannabis right now, there are a lot of products. So, in your opinions, how do you think the legalization of cannabis has impacted the conversations around sexual health and wellness, but more so like the proliferation of all of these different options we have?
Well, I think, you know, some of it is just like opportunity and entrepreneurship, right? And, you know, some of those companies are going to have actual sexual wellness in mind, and some of them are just going to want to make a buck. Like, I think that both exist in the space. But, you know, the ability to make and market products around sexuality in the cannabis space is new with legalization. And that's, you know, it's kind of cool, but it also brings with it, you know, both kinds of players or many different kinds of players in the space, let's say. But also legalization, just, again, it opens up more conversations about cannabis in general and cannabis as a wellness product and cannabis for women, you know? So I think that all these things are, these conversations are sort of evolving together, moving forward together. That's how I see it.
Yeah. Also, but in Canada, it's different because highly regulated, which is good because then you can trust mostly what you're getting. But at the same time, we really have a limited amount of products that we can buy for topicals, especially when it comes to sex and cannabis. There's like, there's only one, I think it's Scruply, who only makes the only cannabis lube in all of Canada. And there was another one, which was really good. And it was my favorite. And I think it's still available in some places. It's called Sex Pot. It's a really good one, but they pulled it from the market because I think in Canada, there's just not, we're not there yet. And the way they've regulated it so that everything goes in a cannabis store behind glass, and it's just intimidating for people. So we have a ways to go here in Canada before we really break down the laws that, first of all, that are kind of barring people from entering the space and feeling comfortable, but also the attitudes of the people, because they aren't really, it's not around them. Like, you're not allowed to advertise. So it's not like they're, it, we try on social media, but it's just not in their mind. Like, so it's not something people think of first, unless they were to read an article in some mainstream magazine and then be like, oh.
Yeah. It's funny because it's highlighting my own American idiocy here, that I'm thinking, like, you have the same market. And I was even on someone else's show last year who was Canadian, but she's not in the cannabis industry at all. And she was asking me questions where I was like, can't you just go outside and go to the store? You're in Canada. Isn't it like just everywhere, basically? Thinking like that, that's like this utopia. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what I thought.
Yeah.
And every time I speak to someone about it who actually knows and is a cannabis consumer in Canada, they're like, no, no. That is not how it is here. Wow. So yeah, even with your... I'm sorry.
Sorry, I was just going to add in there that even CBD is, you have to buy in a dispensary, right?
That's what I was going to ask next. Really? So you can't purchase any American CBD products? Like, if
no.
Wow. I need to pay more
attention.
So
there's some, everything in
that. Are you rethinking?
Maybe I won't move to Canada. Just joking.
No, it's good. Everything is sold through licensed producers. The licensed producers are regulated by the government. So there are certain licensed producers. They're allowed to grow cannabis. And then if you want to make a cannabis product, you have to work with one of these licensed producers. So it's, you know, there's a lot of steps that are involved in getting a product to market in Canada. So it's a little different. And in the States, there are some products that have come here. Like Grown is one. The Grown Pearls are here. We have Keith. The beverage is here. We have Wild is here. So the Wana. So there's a few bigger brands. So they work with our Canadian LPs. We had Seth Rogen's Houseplant. Now he's pulled out of Canada, and I think he's doing it in the US only. So our market is just not doing good in Canada. Like, we're struggling a bit. And part of that is the laws. Like, they are, it's just so much gatekeeping around it. It's really difficult for the consumer to know what's available and how to use it and what would work for them.
So what you're doing is really needed, especially right now. But with that lack of access, what are your favorite products to use? I mean, do you have to make your own? How does that work?
I don't make my own simply because it's, I don't have time.
Yeah.
But some people do. I don't really use, there's one topical that I use, but it's not, it's Fiora. What's it called?
Foria.
Mm-hmm. But it's not infused in Canada. But it's still a really good product. And for that's topical. But mostly what I use is just, like, I have a layered approach when I use, we're talking cannabis and sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I have a layered approach. So I usually use a edible, and then I would vaporize on top of that. And I have a method so that I don't do too much, so that I'm not sleepy, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm all about the layered approach.
Yeah.
Yes, me too. We have endocannabinoid receptors in many places, so let's utilize them.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, as we just said, your project is very important and very much needed right now. But one of the blocks, right, of having it become viral and public is sponsorship, lack of sponsorship, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge lack of sponsorship in the cannabis industry. Mm-hmm. Personally speaking, okay, even though I've why do you think that is, Shannon?
Well, I think the industry's struggling, and there's several brands that are no longer around, so that's part of it. I think And Canada is different than the US, although, so I'm not familiar with how things are in the US as much. But in Canada, we are struggling. And that also has a lot to do with access. And also, too, online, there's a lot of restrictions about what you can say and where and how you can. Although I have gotten some advertisements in some of my feeds for certain things, I think the best way for products to get themselves known now is to work through influencers and to work through other like people like you, me, who have these platforms that we interview or talk to different people or and have social media following so that we can talk about these products and then those are able to be seen by more people. Whereas, you know, you can't use the traditional methods as much. You can't use Facebook or Instagram or any of those paid advertising features because they don't usually work. Sometimes you can skirt through them, but most of the time you don't. So it's difficult.
Yeah, I'd say it's the same situation here. I mean, the industry is, you know, in some states it's doing better than others, but as a whole, I think it is struggling with, you know, I mean, we can go into lots of detail, which I won't, but you know, in many places there's oversupply. You know, taxes have been too high in California, for instance, to support. To have a legal market be supported by consumers. There's so many problems, but and the industry really just some of it is just they're struggling, and some of it is lack of good foresight when it comes to like how to actually get their brand message out there. And like Shannon was saying, they can't advertise in all the traditional ways. And so they do need people like us, you know, people like journalists, people like influencers, people like, you know, bloggers with a dedicated mom following. And I don't know why they haven't quite woken up to that reality. It's, you know, that there's a lot of ask on their part, but not a lot of give. You know, there's a lot of like, I'll send you product and can you post three reels about it? And you know, and that doesn't work so well for creators because
Yeah, we
we
can't pay our
don't
bills
pay
with your
your
product. So, yeah.
bills.
I mean, it's still nice sometimes to get it, but in
Yes,
not in lieu of payment, because that is a thing I get a lot. Well, I just sent you this amount of money worth. Well, I can't go sell that to my landlord. So,
yeah, exactly.
and I think, in my opinion, like you said, it's the lack of foresight. I think it's the lack of big picture thinking because this industry forces business owners to put the cart before the horse. So a lot of times marketing and all of that other stuff that falls under the marketing umbrella is pushed all the way back in the plans, in the planning phase. And it doesn't enter the planning phase until it's almost too late. It's like a desperate, you know, what can we do now? You know, that's at least been my experience. That's one of the reasons I think, in addition to everything else that you all said.
Yeah, there's also a lot of focus on the current consumer and not getting new consumers on board, like,
That's a
especially
great point.
with the alcohol. And you know, there's a huge market there because we know that cannabis is not as toxic as alcohol, so there's a perfect chance to kind of get some of that market. And I see them doing it in a way, but like in Canada, there are so many laws and restrictions around what you can do. That makes it hard, but we have some conferences here, like we have Lip Conference, and the last one was supposed to be, oh, this is Consumer Day. I'm like, who's gonna come here? It's like a trade show, ugly. There's no consumer products. It's farming stuff and like lighting and things. This is not, no. Like you need to have a better Consumer Day that is focused outside. Like they won't allow consumption of product. But even though they don't allow consumption of product, there's sneaky ways around that. Like there's things that got to be creative, but I just don't see that happening. So there is no reaching out to the people who are curious, the kind of curious. It's more sticking to the people who already consume.
Yeah, that's
And
true.
I find that we're getting products mostly designing for them. In the beginning, it was like, women, everybody, look at how wonderful. Now they're starting to slowly go back to, let's just target the 20-year-old men. You know, it's like,
Really?
yeah, I'm finding a lot of the products that I really enjoyed are getting pulled from the market here, at least in BC. There's way more in Ontario. but the products we get here in BC, I haven't seen a new product in a couple months. So I haven't been able to update my website really because I haven't had any new products to do. And yeah, it's tough right now.
That is really tough. Wow. I didn't realize it was quite that difficult there. I mean, the excessive gatekeeping and regulating in Canada. I mean, it's great that it's federally legal. You have that, you know, at least protection. And yet, you know, I can see all those barriers to entry for the Canna Curious and the new folks. And if they're not seeing, not that I'm a fan of, like, you know, giant billboards advertising
no.
alcohol or anything, but, you know, if there's not any sort of normalization and exposure outside of these, like, isolated shops.
Yeah.
You know what I just thought about? I don't know why this just popped in my head when you said billboards and, like, what they don't allow. I remember there used to be this billboard in when you would go down into Baltimore City, it would say Virgin. Really, really lot, like big, huge, like spray painted letters. And it would say, teach your kids it's not a dirty word. And that was okay. Like, that was okay to put out there. We can't put anything about cannabis on a bill. Like, that is just blows
my mind.
Well,
look at the liquor ads.
Yeah.
Like, we have liquor ads on bus boards here that are very, like, fruity drinks and tra-la-la. Yeah. Like kids aren't, like...
Yeah.
Who takes the bus? Kids.
Right.
And, you know, they're trying to keep cannabis away from kids. So that's why they have it in lock and key in a store with, you know, faded or darkened windows. They finally let that go in Vancouver or in BC. So you can see into the store now. But before you couldn't. And the only reason why they did that is there was so many robberies.
Wow.
And it was unsafe. Well, yeah. And the other thing is, like, liquor can be advertised anywhere publicly. Even though it's a dangerous substance that children should not be using, it, they do put it on bus stops where children are and kids are. So there's a real
disconnect,
hypocrisy, and there's a lot. It's a long ways to go.
Mm-hmm.
Attitudes really have to change. It's gonna take just keep plugging away. You gotta keep going.
Yeah,
that's how I see.
Well, and that's why it's so important that you all are doing what you're doing, and I appreciate it. And before we end this episode, where can people find you, Shannon, and how can they support you?
Well, you can go over to Weed Mama, that's mama.ca. That's my blog, and from there you can find me on Instagram and YouTube, and I think Pinterest is, I'm starting to go more on Pinterest now. But yeah, so that's my hub, weedmama.ca. You can also subscribe to my newsletter, and I put out my favorite products of the month, and I have my tarot scopes I have. My friend Jessie McPherson writes them, and she puts in a little weed suggestion every month, a product suggestion for your horoscope, so they're
cool.
Fun.
I love that.
Yes. So weedmama.ca, that's home base.
Awesome. Danielle?
DanielleSimoneBrand.com, just my name. Now you can sign up for my newsletter, which I will actually make at some point. And you can get on my mailing list. And also Instagram at DanielleSimoneBrand. And also I wanted to mention that Shannon and I are collaborating on a second project that is really exciting to me coming up, well, sort of coming up in January, end of January 2024 to the beginning of February. We are co-leading a women's retreat to Colombia in South America, and it's going to be just a sensual delight of cannabis and coffee and delicious food and culture, and also chilling the F out for women and moms.
I'm more than a little excited about that.
Where'd you get that from? Is that like a title of a book or something, Danielle?
Oh, yeah. My book. Weed Mom. So, yeah, we're doing what did you call it? The Canna Moms Retreat? Columbia
yes.
Retreat?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Because it is a wonderful way to, like, it's hard to find places that are cannabis friendly, but also ones that will actually accommodate you and your cannabis, and there will be supply there, and, you know, it's going to be really great. And so we're going to be talking about that soon.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to start saving up and trying to plan for it.
I just started my savings account last month because, you know, I'm going to save up a little for this. And I'm like, every month I'm putting a little more away. And that's what, you know, I suggest people do. It's going to be a lot of fun. And there's limited seats, so there's only so many people they can go.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate you both, and feel free to come back on anytime. Until next time, stay high and beautiful. Bye.
Bye.
This episode of Your Highness Podcast is brought to you by MitraGaya.com. MitraGaya.com is giving listeners a 10% off discount when they use the code YHPOD. That's YHPOD at MitraGaya.com, a top-rated kratom company. Also, you can keep up on the recent events and all the news surrounding our show by subscribing to our Substack, Your Highness Newsletter. This episode was edited and produced by James Crash and myself, Diana Crash, and is a production of Your Highness Media. Intro music is brought to you by Your Mom Likes My Music. Thank you for listening.